But Tom Brady will win this divorce. And it may be, at least in the press, an amicable divorce. But he's going to win it for the first 2 years. Because he is inheriting Bruce Arians and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and a great tight end, functional running backs. He's going to win this puppy. His production is going to be outstanding.
So Tom Brady's going to win the divorce with the Patriots. Are you buying, selling? What are you agreeing with?
Agree with that because I don't think the Patriots are going to be, I think they'll be a sub 500 team, if 500 best. And I think the Buccaneers will have a better record and probably get into the playoffs. So immediately, the immediate reaction is, yeah, he will win the divorce because he'll go to the playoffs and New England's going to be on the downside, not go to the playoffs, won't win the division. First time that will happen in, what, like 11 or years or something like that. Yes. So that's why he'll win the divorce.
I think he'll win the divorce, but I also think there's pressure on him because if he goes out there and just stinks, that blows up so many things against him. It really does. It blows up the concept that it's not about Belichick, it's about Brady. It blows that up. It also blows up the fact that they're going to have to pay him $60 million for 2 years of inadequate quarterbacking, and Tampa just goes right back to their 7-9 kind of season.
All that really matters to me is that Brady's not awful for all the reasons that you just said. But why do we rush to always say, oh, this side won and that side lost? Why can't they both win? Why can't they both? It's not a fair fight even right off the bat here. The Patriots are rebuilding now. They're not. I'm not saying they're not trying to win. The players who are there will try to win, but organizationally, they're going through a rebuild. I'm not expecting them to be good. I want to see Brady win in the short term, him do well in Tampa, Tampa do well because of him, him strengthen his legacy, and then I want to see the Patriots be good again 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it is out. We talk about this Red Sox and White Sox trade with Sale and Moncada. They both won that as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Sale brought the Red Sox a World Series, and the White Sox got a grade-A prospect in Moncada and another prospect in Kopech. I think they both won that trade. I want both of them to win this one as well.
No, both of them are not going to win it because it's not amicable. Did I get that one out there?
Well done.
When there's a fight like that and it's a bad divorce, you have to take one side. It's like you're friends with the couple, but they've got divorced, so now you're either going to be friends with her or you're going to be friends with him. You can't be friends with both. The Belichick-Brady, they both can't win. You're going to have to take a side, and I don't think the Patriots are going to win for a long, long time. So we'll always think that Brady will have won the divorce.
So I don't know. This is a tough call because, as I just said, I think Brady, if he performs poorly, could be in trouble in the court of public opinion.
And that's all that matters to me. Is if he performs poorly, that looks bad. But okay, otherwise, I think they both can win.
All right, but what if the Patriots go 4-12 next year without him?
That's expected, isn't it?
Oh, I wouldn't say 4-12.
I mean, we expect. Look, they've lost Landon Roberts. He just signed with the Dolphins. Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy, Daron Harmon.
Whoa.
They've lost Tom Brady. So they've lost a lot of pieces. I'm now expecting them to go through a rebuild. 4-12, no. But
why?
If they go 7-9, then that's fine.
Wait, Brady goes to a new team. We think they could win a Super Bowl. But Bill Belichick is the best of all time. Why shouldn't Bill keep the Patriots on top?
Because there just isn't. As of
he's
right
the
this
best
moment,
of all time.
It doesn't matter. There's not enough there for him to operate with. They've given up half the team in the last 3 days.
We held that
Roberts
against,
is gone.
We held that against Brady last year,
I think. If Belichick finishes 9-7 next year, I would say he wins, unless Brady goes out there and leads Tampa to something big. Are you kidding?